Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everyone? I want to welcome you guys to another edition of Questions and Answers, hosted by your man T. Wash. There's a couple of topics I want to talk about, but as you guys know, you're welcome to call in about any topic. It doesn't just have to be the topics I'm throwing out here. If you got something that you want to know about, you have questions about anything in regards to any sports, entertainment, movie series, TV series, anything like that, you can call in with them. So you don't just have to go off the topics I'm throwing out. You know, if you got something you want to discuss in regards to those different categories, you can call in with it. My call-in number is 1-347-843-4939. Call in and let your voice be heard over these airways. But some of the topics I have for tonight's show, I want to recap last night's NBA Finals Game 3. I'm also going to recap the heavyweight boxing championship bout that occurred last weekend with Anthony Joshua and Andy Ruiz Jr. Then I want to preview NBA Finals Game 4 tomorrow night. There's a lot that need to be discussed with that. And then I also want to discuss John Wick Chapter 3 and also the movie called Brightburn. I viewed these movies and man, what can I say about John Wick 3? I mean, damn. They came with it. So if you guys want to talk about any of these topics or topics you may want to discuss, you give me a call. 1-347-843-4939. But first, I want to start off with last night's game. The Raptors take a 2-1 series lead over the Golden State Warriors. I mean, the Warriors are completely decimated. Kevin Durant's not playing. He's been out since the Rockets series. And then Klay Thompson, he got hurt in game two. Well, game one, actually. Game one, he hurt, and he ended up hurting his hamstring. So he hasn't been able to play. And, I mean, you could just see it last night. It was all Steph Curry. I mean, was it. He didn't have any help. For the game, Steph Curry basically scored 47 points, and the rest of the starting lineup scored 36. And this was their lineup. You know, the point guard spot, you had Steph Curry. Like I said, that's 47 points from him. Two guard, they had Sean Livingston, who's basically a career backup, not really much of a scorer. They had to insert him in the starting lineup, and that's not good. That's no scoring punch right there from the two guard spot. And at the three, they had Andre Iguodala, all reliable. But that's the thing. He's old. And he's hurt. He's playing through injuries right now. So you really weren't going to get much out of him. And then at the four, you had Draymond Green. I mean, he can only do so much. He's capable of giving you a triple-double every night. But, you know, he's really not much of a scorer either. So you're not going to get much out of him. And then at center, you had the biggest disappointment, and that's Boogie Cousins, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins. Big letdown, man. I mean, no Klay, no KD, no Kevon Looney, who's been a big loss. I mean, they really hurting bad without Kevon Looney. They have no inside presence, nobody that can block shots or defend the paint. And that's why Toronto was able to get basically anything they wanted. I mean, no kind of defense or anything. So Boogie Cousins was supposed to come and play last night, man. He's supposed to give them at least a double-double. I'm talking at least 16 points and maybe 12, 13 rebounds. Boogie Cousins got them one bucket. And I want to say he was like 1-8 from the field. Maybe like two rebounds. I mean, it was a complete disappointment. And I understand he coming back from injury also, but he actually had a decent game too in Toronto, which you thought would have rolled over to game three at home on your home court. But Boogie didn't show up at all. And like I said, it was really a disappointing letdown because Boogie's trying to get paid. You know what I mean? He's on a one-year deal with the Warriors. You know, he got hurt, and that kind of messed his status up. But he needs to show and prove, and like I said, he just completely disappeared. So that's a guy that needs to show and prove and make up for his performance last night, and he needs to perform tomorrow night for the Warriors. Let me just give you these numbers. I mean, when you have a team that's shooting 52% from the field and 45% from three, they're going to be pretty tough to beat. Even if Klay and Durant was playing, that's going to be a tough team to beat. When you hit 17 three-pointers as a team, shoot 52% from the field and 45% from three, that's going to be a tough one, man. So it's like, I don't even want to say that Golden State would have won if KD and Klay would have played, because that's just to shoot like that for the whole game. You know, and I felt bad for Steph Curry because, like I said, once again, he had 47 points. Every time Steph hit a big shot, man, they would get the lead down to five, between five and seven. Every time Steph, and I'm saying Steph because he literally did it all on his own last night. Every time Steph would get that down to between five and seven, Raptors would come right back down and hit a three. Not a two, a three. I mean, they had five guys, well, six guys in double figures. Their whole starting lineup was in double figures. Kawhi Leonard. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You know, every time I say Kawhi Leonard name or say something about him, I got to play this, man. That's him, man. I mean, you know, we see, you know, that guy, he don't have any emotion. He don't show any emotion. He don't do anything on the court. He's stone-faced, but it's almost like he was doing that to the Warriors last night because, man, he hit some big shots. He hitting threes. Kyle Lowry making threes. Danny Green was 5 of 6 from the three-point line. 5 of 6. He had a flashback to his Spurs days in the finals. Pascal Siakam had 18 points. Kyle Lowry showed up and played aggressive and had 23. And then Paul Gasol, who completely just thoroughly dominated DeMarcus Boogie Cousins. I mean, thoroughly had 17 points. And like I said, Boogie has to make up for that, man. If they have Boogie in the starting lineup tomorrow night, he needs to go hard at Mark Gasol, and take it to him. Because it is really pathetic, man, for a guy that's an all-star, you know, considered to be like the best center in the league when healthy, because Boogie could give it to you inside, outside. It don't matter. You can't let Mark Gasol just dog you out like that. And then you have Fred VanVleet, the dependable bench player, come in and give you 11 points off the bench. Serge Ibaka came in and gave him 6 blocks. So Toronto had a complete team game last night. And like I said, they took a 2-1 lead. And I'm going to tell you guys this. They're saying Klay is going to come back for sure tomorrow. It's kind of iffy about KD. I think KD will be a game-time decision. But if both of those guys could come back at like 70%, I'm still going to take the Warriors. I think the Warriors can win 3 straight games and close this series out with those guys at a 70% clip. But if they not, I'm going to have to rethink my pick, man. I'm going to have to go with this guy. Because he balling, man. He balling. He done galvanized that squad, and they all playing together, man. And I feel bad for DeMar DeRozan because this should be him. He should be in the finals with his homeboy Kyle Lowry. But they had to make that trade and trade him to the Spurs so they get Kawhi. And Kawhi's just a monster, man. Defensively, offensively. He done put the team to 2 games from a championship. And, you know, I mean, we going to see how it goes here in the next few games. But like I said, Steph Curry literally did it all by himself last night, man. And every time, I mean, he had that crowd behind him. That crowd was just hype, and they was just stomping and hot, hoping that Steph Curry could just, you know, bring him back, man. He just couldn't. He didn't have enough in the tank, man. He had 46 points and no help. No help at all. Every time he would cut it down to between 5 and 7. Now, I'm saying Steph Curry singly. Every time he would hit a shot and cut that lead down, Raptors hit it right back up by coming down to the threes. So, like I said, man, any team shoot at a clip like that, 52% from the field, 45 from the three-point line, and you make 17 threes as a team, that's a team that's hard to beat. Guys, call me, man. Tell me what you think about last night. What you think about tomorrow night. What you got as far as the Warriors and Raptors. 1-347-843-4939. Let your voice be heard. It's your man, T. Bosch. Questions and answers. I got a call. Let's see who this is. Does he have a question or does he have answers? Questions and answers.
What's
baby.
Up,
what's going
what's
on,
up,
man?
T, this is Jay.
What's going on,
hey,
Jay?
Hey, man, I'm going to say it like this. If it go like the first game went, it's over. If the next game go like the first half went or the first game, it's over. That's all I got to say.
You might be right.
I mean, hey, where was Green?
Yeah, he didn't show up last night.
You know what I'm saying? Hey,
I know exactly what you're saying.
I don't know.
It was literally the Steph Curry show, man. It's all Steph Curry last night.
I mean, now, how significant would it be if Klay left and Durant next year? How significant would that be?
It would be very significant. That means the Warriors going to go that back down to the pack. They're going to be fighting for a playoff spot. You know, depending
you see what
on
I'm
the
saying?
Type of moves they make. Yeah.
I mean,
depending
hey,
on the type of moves they make in offseason, they're going to be back down to the, you know, bottom of the pack. You know, if they lose KD and Klay, they're going to have to make some kind of move to get somebody in there that can help out Draymond and Steph. Or like I said, they're going to be at the bottom fighting for a seed next year.
I mean, hey, it looked very Van Bleek.
You know what? Hey, that young man is balling. And I used to like Fred
man.
Van Bleek when he played at Wichita State. He's a good player, man. And he's balling, man. And he's been doing a decent job on Steph with the exception of last night. He's been stealing it from him and everything. He took the ball from him twice last night. Fred VanVleet
hey.
Embodying him. I mean, he's been doing a good job.
I mean, Steph is not a he's not a defensive player anyway. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you caught First Take yesterday, but they were saying that, you know, Stephen A. put him number 5 in the world. You know what I'm saying? But all he is a great shooter. You know what I'm saying? And a great ball handler. And he's a good passer. You know what I'm saying? But defensively, no.
Steph has always been a liability on defense. He's always been a liability. That's why most of the guys that guard Steph, like the opposing point guards, watch. Klay Thompson usually guard those guys. Like when they played against my boy Damian Lillard in the Portland series, Klay Thompson guarded Damian Lillard most of the series. Steph Curry's never been a great defender.
And all I can say is, if the first half tomorrow go like the first half of the first game, and they got a lead or they got it close, watch out. Watch completely out.
You might be
out.
Right. Especially if KD or Klay don't play.
That was definitely a surprise last night for them to get hit like that at home.
Well,
at home.
It really wasn't a surprise to me because Klay Thompson didn't play and Kevin Durant didn't play. you're not gonna get much scoring, man. Like I said, they got 36 points from the rest of their starting lineup.
Yeah.
Steph Curry gives you 37, the rest of the starting lineup give you 36. That's not gonna work, man. They don't have enough scoring.
I mean, but we're talking about the Warriors at home.
It don't matter, man. If Clay or KD not playing, that's basically crippling the Warriors. I mean, think about it. The Raptors got all they studs. So I knew that was going to be a tough game for them to win last night. I didn't expect the Warriors to win last night. Not without KD. I mean, not without Clay. You got to at least have Clay. At least. I mean, just Steph.
Well,
it's not going to work.
Well, like I said, it looks very Van Bleek. And if they, like you said, if they don't get any help next year, yeah, they will be at the bottom. I'm not going to say the bottom. You know what I'm saying? But they're going to have a hard time. They got swept by Toronto this year. You know what I'm saying? And they did it. And they won one of the games without the clown. So, hey. Yeah, he's coming. And
yeah, you know what?
I hope he do it too, man, because he doing it with a different team. And, I mean, like I said, man, I want him to do it because he had a chance when he was with San Antonio to beat him, and he got hurt. That's the only reason.
Yeah. Bogut stepped on his foot, man, and that pretty much did it. Because they were looking good in that series, man. They might have beat him. You never know. They might have beat him.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when he went down, that was it.
Yeah, man, it was over with after that. But now he's back, and the last laugh is going. I hope it be on Golden State.
Well, here it go. that might be it, man. Hey,
for his last game, if them boys
don't show up tomorrow, then it will be. We probably will be. They're going to have all kinds of memes and all that stuff with that Kawhi laugh if they win this finals. I'll tell you that much.
Well, all I can say is they better not go back to Toronto because Drake going to act a fool. He might wear a clown suit himself.
Yeah, he might, man. It's crazy because I can't stand Drake, man. I want the Warriors to win just to shut him up.
This is not for Drake. This is for the clown man. I want him to win for the clown man. I don't particularly care for Drake either. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I mean, I don't know why. But as far as how he acts up on the sidelines, I really don't see a problem with it because, I mean, you know, you had Spike Lee doing it. Everybody was doing it. You go to L.A., everybody up front.
Well, Spike Lee wasn't as rambunctious as Drake. I mean, Drake's ridiculous. Drake's talking to the players. Spike Lee, Reggie Miller actually started that conversation with Spike. Spike was just looking. Reggie started all that. But Drake, you got him over there waving towels, going over there, putting his arm on Toronto's coach's shoulder, and I mean, just acting the damn fool. He acting like real stupid. So you know, it's a difference.
Yeah, I mean, he's a power fan. That's all I could say.
Yeah, he's the ambassador. You know, he's the ambassador of the team, right? He actually has that title. He's a Toronto Raptors ambassador.
Yeah. Yeah, he designed the uniforms.
I don't know if that's true or not, but damn.
Yeah, he did. I heard it on First Take from Jalen Rose himself. You know what I'm saying? So, he's not only the ambassador and the president, and if they win, they might deem him president of Canada.
You never know, man.
No.
This guy gonna get that title.
Yeah.
No, he gonna be the president. I mean, they already like offering him sweets and all that stuff to see, cause you know he's done after this season. So they offering him everything to stay up there, man, to re-sign with them.
Oh, for sure. And you know what?
They might make him president of the damn country.
But if they don't make him the president, I don't think if he wins, even if he don't win, I think he might stay. I mean, if you do it with a squad that no one was expecting them to do this, you know what I'm saying? And to especially if Golden State don't win another game, oh my gosh, that'd be the only way I think that he'll leave. If Golden State don't win another game in the series, I think he'll consider leaving. Other than that, I think he'll stay.
They always said that he wanted to go home, you know, back to L.A. And I don't think he want to play with LeBron, so I don't see him going to the Lakers. But
you see him with the Clippers?
Yeah, I can see him going to the Clippers. I mean, the Clippers building something, man. The Clippers got a lot of money. They got some good young players who bought out this year. They got the playoffs with a bunch of no-name players. So I see him going to the Clippers and improving them. And then they got enough money to get two max players. So I could definitely see him going to the Clippers. Like I said, I don't think he want to play LeBron. I don't see him going to the Lakers. So if he was to leave, I think it would be to the Clippers, man.
Yeah. So who you think going to come to go to L.A. to play with LeBron?
I think they're going to do everything in their power to get Anthony Davis. They have the number 4 draft pick to give up because I think that the Pelicans, you know, in their organization, they finally done figured it out that Anthony Davis don't want to stay there and don't plan on it, so you might well trade me. And with them having the number 1 pick, I think they're going to go ahead and pick Zion Williamson and make him the franchise star and build around him, which means, you know, they got to clear the decks. So I see them,
you think,
trading Anthony Davis to the Lakers. I think the Lakers and the Celtics have the best packages to give them, unless they make some kind of three-team trade.
You think that Kyrie would go to L.A.?
I believe it's going to either be L.A. or Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, because if you go to L.A., it's almost like, man, why the hell did you leave Cleveland in the first place? You going back to play with LeBron.
Right.
You said you're tired of playing with it. You wanted to be the man. You know what I mean? You went to Boston. You was the man, and you couldn't handle it. I think Kyrie's a number 2 guy. I don't think he's built to be a number 1 leader, all responsibilities on him type of player. I don't think he's that type of player, man. I think he has to be a strong number 2.
Well, he did apologize to LeBron and said he realized he couldn't do it by himself. He realized how hard it was to do it by himself. So, you know, you never know. He might just bow down and go to – yeah, I see him going to Brooklyn first, though, me myself.
Yeah.
I see him going to Brooklyn first because Brooklyn got a nice squad.
They do. And he always said he wanted to go back home because he's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, he always said he wanted to go back home.
And Jay-Z just became a billionaire, so he know he got a little change. He going to have a little change in his pocket.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. What you think about that Duke Johnson?
He want to leave, and I like him. If my Patriots, you know, didn't have so many running backs, I want them to take a look at him. I like Duke Johnson, man. He was good when he was at the University of Miami. He's been good for Cleveland, but I think that he wants to leave because they picked up my man, you know, that running back from Kansas City, Kareem Hunt.
Right.
He's gonna be
right
out of the game. Then Nick Chubb basically came in as a rookie and stole the show. I'm pretty sure he's gonna be the starter this year. So Duke Johnson gonna lose some carries. So he wanna leave. And I think he's a good third down back. He's a good pass catching back.
Right.
He can fit with any team, man.
And me myself, and me myself, I didn't like what the quarterback said about that, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's this man's life. You know what I'm saying? If he wants to play, he's a competitor. You know what I'm saying? And for the quarterback to say something about that, man, he should have just stayed. A lot of people don't have a problem with him saying it, but I did. You know what I'm saying? What if they drafted a quarterback and he came in and took his job? He'll want to leave too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's Baker Mayfield, though, man. That's kind of how he is. I mean, it's his team now, so he has free reign to say whatever he wants. You know, last year, you know, he didn't start right off the back. You know, Tyrod Taylor started right off the back, and then he kind of had to take the job from Tyrod. And, you know, with it being his rookie year, he wasn't comfortable being Baker Mayfield. Now that he know he has the job, he's the guy, he's going to be Baker Mayfield. I love Baker Mayfield. Hell, I wanted the Patriots to draft him, you know what I mean, so he could back up Tom Brady. So when Tom leaves, Baker can step right in.
I like him, too. I just don't like his arrogance, you know what I'm saying? I hope the Bears, if they played the Bears, I hope they give him a slobber knocker. Just one good one. He's going to shut his damn mouth. I hope they turn him upside down and make his helmet turn around on his head.
Yeah, I don't think
like
the Bears played the Browns this
Stafford.
Year, bro.
No, they don't.
Well, hey,
but my
Patriots play them. My Patriots play them in Foxborough. They got to go up to Foxborough this year, so that's going to be a fun game. I can't wait. I kind of wish that I would have went up to Foxborough this year instead of going last year. You know, I went up there last year to see the Patriots play the Packers, you know, with my wife. I kind of wish that I'd have went this year to see them play the Browns up there because, man, I mean, the moves the Browns made, I think that's going to be a good game, you know, when they go see my Pats.
Yeah. Yeah, one way or another. Somebody need to put a stamp on him. Because, I mean, I like Baker Mayfield, you know what I'm saying? It's just he didn't get too comfortable. Somebody needs to just go ahead and plant they seal of approval. I hope he run up against Dominic and Sue and he step on them.
Well, Baker's a tough little guy, though, man. I think he can handle a couple hits. I think he'd be all right.
Yeah, he'd be talking shit. He'll be talking a whole lot of it to him. But I mean, you know, hey, only time will tell. I hope the Browns make it, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying, because they've been down in the dirt for a long time. You know, I hope they get a little something going, man. As long as they don't come up against the Bears, I don't care.
I think the Browns will be better this year. I think they're going to win their division because I think the Steelers are going to take a little small hit. I don't think they're going to be as good as they were last year. I don't know how my man Lamar Jackson is going to do in Baltimore for a full season. And the Bengals are just not great anymore. I mean, they still got Andy Dalton. AJ Green's getting up there in age, and I don't see the Bengals doing much. So, I mean, the division is right there for the Browns to take it, and I think they can.
Yeah, well, only time will tell. That's all I can say. Only time. I just can't wait till the season gets started.
I know. Tell me about it. Me too.
Because my girl, she think that the Browns going to the Super Bowl. I think she been sniffing some Ajax or something.
Yeah, probably, because I don't see the Browns not year one of Baker Mayfield and Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. Not year one. I don't see them going to no Super Bowl. So, nah, that's not going to happen.
Nah.
But, man, dude, hey, Jay, it's good talking to you, man. Give me a call whenever, man. This show, Questions and Answers, is going to be on Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central.
All right.
So give me a call, man, whenever you want. talk some sports, entertainment, movies, music. It don't matter.
All right, Keith.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later, man. Have a good one, buddy.
Can I hear that my clown man Lave one more time?
Oh, of course, man. Hey, he balling out, man. He deserve it, man. We deserve to laugh at this laugh, man, because he's laughing at the Warriors.
All right, man.
I can't stop playing it, man. It's hilarious, man. All right, buddy. Take it easy.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my man Jay. I mean, this dude, man, I can't help it, man. The dude, he's a beast, offensively, defensively, and I'm pretty sure, you know, we're not gonna see him do it. We're not even gonna see Kawhi with a smile on his face because he's stone faced all the time, show no emotions. But I guarantee you, he's doing this laugh inside. He's doing that laugh inside, man. As he busting up whoever guarding him for the Warriors. And like I said, basically two games away from a championship. And if Klay, KD can't come back at least a 70% clip, they're going to lose the next two games, man. And I can see Kawhi and the Raptors closing them out in Toronto. And it's going to ass because I'm going to have to watch Drake celebrating. But, guys, if you want to talk about the NBA Finals, I mean, you see Jay, he brought up the Bears. He brought up the Browns. You want to talk about any type of sport, entertainment, movies, television series, music, give me a call. 1-347-843-4939. 1-347-843-4939. Now I gotta let you guys hear my favorite player, my second favorite player of all time. Let you guys listen to track while I take a break, and when I come back, I'm gonna talk about the heavyweight boxing championship bout between Anthony Joshua and Andy Ruiz Jr., which was a disgrace on the part of Anthony Joshua. But I want you to check out my boy AI Allen Iverson Ivo. 40 bars.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed for one name. Jules aim to slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret can heat it. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated. Yeah. My slang bang when you need it. Man enough to pull a gun, be man enough to squeeze it. Damn, you don't believe it. Anything to do with millions, I'm a beast. Hats off to the hardcore niggas, fuck the rest. And my guess, y'all useless, just talking music. Never mistake me for a fake MC, you got the wrong identity. Nigga, I'm CP. Get murdered in a second and first degree. Come at me with faggot tendencies, you'll be sleeping with a maggot's beat. Ain't nothing kind of used to beef, actually. But when it's on, I raise first automatically. Won't catch me as a victim in a rap cavity.
Come on.
Dynasty Raiders hit VA in the summertime.
What?
10 Bentleys in one line. Gas in these hands, twin 4-5s in mine. Snipers hitting niggas long distance for a race. Sons and daughters, one order, you be floating in water. Bad news, home of the Dynasty Raiders. One love to the old school niggas dead in jail that tried to raise us. Even the ones that tried to blaze us, but couldn't even graze us. So them bitch ass niggas y'all killing don't amaze us. I'm flopping, I'm spitting with a mouthful of
waves. My nigga June, representing bad news. Hey, yo, my homie.
All right. Welcome back to Questions and Answers, hosted by your man, T-Wash. That was my man, Allen Iverson, one of the best little man players in NBA history. When you get out there on the court, man, he going to put that crossover on you and leave you in the dust. Nothing most guys could do. One of the most unguardable players ever to play the game. My boy, Ivo's had many of victims. You don't believe me? Go look at the YouTube clips. But anyway, I want to get back to boxing. Watched this fight over the weekend. And it was basically a waste of time. Luckily, I didn't have to pay for it. Because it sucked. Because I mean, the heavyweight division in boxing is basically garbage right now. You got a couple of guys of interest. And the biggest guys of interest, you know, it's like they're not going to fight now because of what happened over the weekend. Guys, 1-347-843-4939. If you want to call in, talk about the NBA Finals, last night's game. You want to talk about this Anthony Joshua, Andy Ruiz Jr. boxing bout that I'm talking about now. You want to talk about movies, whatever. Give me a call and let's talk about it. But Anthony Joshua, man, I mean, the dude was upset by Andy Ruiz Jr. Anthony Joshua came in 22-0 with 21 knockouts. Ruiz Jr. came in 32-1, 21 KOs. The fight was stopped in the seventh. And Anthony Joshua was knocked down four times, man, by an obese, and I'm talking about obese, Andy Ruiz Jr., who seemed like he wasn't in boxing shape, but I'm not going to sit here and completely discredit the man because the man actually had some sting on his punches. He was hitting Joshua with some shots. So much so, they made some funny memes about it, man. They made this meme. It had me crying. I mean, he, in the meme, and he like I said, he was laying some wood on the man. He hit him with one of them shots. It showed the spirit of Joshua leave his body, go to British Airways Airlines. It showed the flight flying back to London, I guess, man. So people made some funny memes about it, man. But, I mean, this dude, he lost to a obese dude that was out of shape. There's no way Anthony Joshua, when you see this dude, man, you would think he's some kind of, you know, Mr. Universe type dude. Dude, muscular and big, and he's a pretty good fighter. But it looked like he didn't want to be there that day. I mean, I don't know, man. Was he doing, did he, you know, have too much fun? You know, you see the ladies? I mean, what the hell? Something happened. You know, he playing with his mouthpiece on the ropes before the fight even started. Just had his mouthpiece, like, hanging out of his mouth. He didn't look like he was sweaty or lathered up or nothing, like he was warming up in the back. I don't know if he thought he going to just go in there and just, you know, hit this dude with like a couple of shots and that be it. But that Ruiz Jr. kid, man, I mean, he didn't come out there playing, man. Like I said, he's laying some wood on him. He knocked the dude down four times. He knocked Anthony Joshua down four times. Joshua knocked down once. And it makes me think that Anthony Joshua kind of took a dive. I mean, like I said, I don't want to completely discredit Andy Ruiz Jr. because, you know, it takes a lot to get in that ring and throw on them gloves, man, and take these shots to the head. You know, it takes a lot. And, you know, this cat, he done had like 80-some amateur fights, so he's been fighting for a long time, you know. But I'm wondering if Joshua, you know, took this L because the pressure's rising, man. Everybody want to see him and Deontay Wilder fight. Deontay Wilder been trying to fight this dude for like the last 3 years. And it's almost like Anthony Joshua and his camp is ducking Deontay Wilder. Hell, I mean, I want to see that fight. I mean, Deontay Wilder, you know, he's like a brawler and he swings wild, man. I mean, he throw wild punches. But if he connect, man, he going to lay you out. Like, I wish I knew the dude's name. I don't know the dude who Wilder just fought, like, not even a month ago, man. First round, man. First punch. Knockout. Came out and just laid him out and walked out the ring, basically. Joshua hasn't had any fights like that. You know, so right now they're saying that, I guess Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, they're working on a rematch. Now's a good fight. And they pretty much went the distance. And Deontay Wilder ended up catching with a left hook and knocking him down. Everybody was shocked that Tyson Fury got up. He did, you know, showing that he has a chin. And he has the heart of a, you know, a lion to get up from that shot that Deontay Wilder put on him. I mean, he hit him with a right cross and then like a left hook, you know, robbed him. And, you know, Anthony Joshua, like I said, man, come on, man. You get knocked down four times and lose to this dude? You know, on the sports stations, they were making jokes saying that, you know, he done made every, you know, fat person in the country proud. You know, showing that a obese person can do it. You know. And like I said, I don't want to, you know, take it any way, man. He landed some good shots. He put some good shots on Anthony Joshua. But there's no damn way he should have lost the fight to this dude. And like I said, it makes me think that he's ducking Wilder. And I always wondered, was he scared of Wilder or something? Because this fight should have happened years ago between Wilder and Joshua. It's the fight everybody want to see. And for some odd reason, it's not happening. Why? Why is it not happening? I just don't understand. So, guys, can you tell me about that? Did anybody out there watch this fight? What do you think about it? Can you tell me about it? Did anybody out there watch the NBA Finals from last night? You want to talk about that? What do you think about Steph being the only one performing last night? What do you think about DeMarcus Boogie Cousins' performance last night? His horrible, pathetic performance from an all-star who expected to get paid big ducats. Can you guys tell me about that? You want to talk about that? 1-347-843-4939. Let your voice be heard. Don't be afraid to talk. It's just the radio. I mean, you live on the radio. You want your voice to be heard? Give me a call. Let's talk about these topics or topics that you have. It doesn't matter. I'm open. I'm open to talking about anything, you know, as long as it pertains to sports, entertainment. Call me up. 1-347-843-4939. Yeah, so like I said, I think Joshua Duncan. I don't know what's going to happen now. Who's he going to fight now? Is he going to ask for an immediate rematch with Andy Ruiz Jr.? Because Joshua lost 3 belts. And that's another thing I don't like about the, you know, all these boxing divisions now. It's like 3 belts now per division. Whereas when I was young, it was 1 belt, 1 heavyweight belt, 1 welterweight belt, 1 light heavyweight belt, 1 I think it's like a strawweight, flyweight, something like that. But it was 1 belt. Where's this WBF, WBO, and WBC? I mean, it's too many belts now. It's almost like it's a joke. It should be 1 belt, 1 fighter, 1 champion. And that's why boxing is not great no more. You know, not like it was when I was young. You know, you had the Marvelous Marvin Hagler's. You know, that was my boy right there. You know, you had the Thomas Hitman Hearns. You had the Sugar Ray Leonard's. You know, you had the Mike Tyson's. You had all those guys, even though Mike Tyson was just a knockout artist, he really wasn't a boxer. You know, a lot of people might think I'm blasphemous for saying that, but he was just a one punch. Tyson coming there, fight already over because they scared him and intimidated. Until he met up with Buster Douglas that night. Hey, Buster had a lot of motivation. He lost his mom. He had nothing to lose. And he wasn't scared of him. He took them first few punches from Tyson, and that was it. And then when he, you know, when he lost to Holyfield, that's when Tyson just went downhill. Because Holyfield wasn't scared of him. It's like that was the key with Mike Tyson. If you weren't scared of him, you had a chance. Well, a lot of those fights he won, man, they were scared. As soon as he stepped in the ring, the fight was over, literally. And give you one of them uppercuts, that's it. But those were the good days of boxing, man. Now it's like, I mean, you got a couple of good guys I like. Like, I like Errol Spence. I like Terrence Bud Crawford. He's good, too. And those guys going to be fighting here pretty soon. That's going to be a good fight. So, guys, like I said, man, if you want to talk about NBA Finals Game 3, boxing match between Anthony Joshua, Andy Ruiz, I'm about to get ready to preview these NBA Finals for tomorrow night. So let me get into that. I think that the word is that Klay Thompson is going to play tomorrow. And, you know, he's not going to be 100%. It's kind of iffy on KD. And like I was telling Jay, if Klay and KD play at a 70% clip, then I think they're going to beat the Raptors, and I think they're capable of winning the next three games. But that's the key. They have to be healthy. If they're not healthy, then I don't see it happening. It's going to be tough for Golden State to win without KD or Klay Thompson. I mean, like I said, you had five guys give you double figures for the Raptors last night. Five. Pascal Siakam, the whole starting lineup. And then, you know, like I said, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins. He got a lot of making up to do. He got thoroughly dominated by Marc Gasol last night. So he has to have a great game tomorrow. At least give him double digits and rebounds and points. I mean, that's the least he can do. I got a caller. Let's see who this is on this line. Questions and answers, baby. Who's calling?
Man, who gonna give him double digit rebounds?
I said, I believe Kevin Durant, I mean, not Kevin Durant, but DeMarcus Boogie Cousins needs to give the Warriors a double double tomorrow. He got to make up for the performance he had against Marc Gasol last night, man. He didn't give them nothing, and they needed him. It was literally just Steph and nobody else.
DeMarcus Cousins, man, he need to go in the box. He trying to shoot the ball like a Splash Brother. They don't need you there for that. They need you to go down there in the paint and make your presence known, so it'll free up. It'll make the bigs from Toronto be honest, and that'll open things up for Steph them. Whereas now all you got to do is play them because they're an outside team. Make him go in the paint, hey, that'll open things up for him because he's doing a good job of passing. You know,
exactly.
When you step out, he ain't hitting that jump shot like that.
I completely agree,
so,
and it's almost that's missing from his game. I mean, like I said, Steph literally did it by himself last night. 47 points, the rest of the starters give you 36, and because Klay absent, you got Sean Livingston at the two guard. You know he's not going to give you any points. You know, you got Andre Iguodala. He can't really give you money anymore. So it's like they need Boogie last night.
I think it's one of them things is they need to find what made them go to state. It's for not, and I'm not talking about Klay, Durant, and Steph, of course, but Livingston. Livingston ain't never been no knockdown shooter or nothing like that. He took cats to the paint. He got a little pull-up jump shot. He's 6'7". So he's bigger than every point guard you put on him. So he needs to go back down to the box and pull up that little short shot in the paint, get his buckets that way. But the problem is Toronto is big. So Toronto is a big team, and they move. So it's one of the things where if you got Steph out on the court with Livingston going to be matched up with another big dude or another big person and somebody his size. You know what I'm saying? So the only way he can get off is if Steph is out of the game and he go back to the one. Now you got to put Lowry or you got to put Van Fleet on. You know what I'm saying? Then he can get off. But if not, then he's just, you know, he's going to be stuck out there with Kawhi or a Surge or whatever that. What's the black dude name? The African dude who's been balling? Siakam. Siakam.
Yep.
And he can't do that against them. He can't do that against them.
Yeah.
So,
and like I said,
like,
man. Go ahead.
Klay, I don't think he's going to be ready. I don't need him, man.
Hamstring. I think he's going to be about 40%, man. I think he's going to try to go because he plays through injury, but I'm giving him about 40%. And I don't think KD coming back because why? If you KD, why come back when you're trying to get the money this summer? And more than likely, he's going to New York anyway. So why come back and risk tearing his Achilles or something and not being, you know, and not being able to play next year?
That would be it. That would be it. Klay, I'm going to say it like this. I'm nursing a hamstring injury right now. First hamstring injury in my life. And I've been out for a month so far. This coming up week could be a month. Now, they got professionals taking care of them. And I still think he's going to need 2 weeks. I think Klay need at least 2 weeks just to be – because you can walk, no problem. You can jog, no problem. But when it comes to jumping and cutting and turning,
mm-hmm.
man, he's going to be out there hurting. He is not going to be ready. And then as far as Durant, he had a strained calf. I don't know nothing
yeah.
about that. But yesterday, if you've seen him on the clips when they was walking back to the locker room after they lost, and he greeted them in the hallway, he had an ice bag from his kneecap all the way down, and he was still
mm-hmm.
limping. So
yeah.
I don't
he
think
not
he comes
playing.
Back. I don't think he comes back.
I don't
back.
Either.
But if he could, I think he would.
Yeah, I do
I think
too.
If,
and
if Clay come back, so do you think Clay? If Clay come back, do you think they could win it with Clay and no Durant?
Not with Clay being like 40%, but if Clay, the way he
so
was before
Clay
the injury, I think 70. I think they have a chance because, it's literally just Steph. And like I said, unless Boogie have a flashback and go back to his
no
all-star
offense.
Form and get in the box like you said tomorrow, then they have a chance. But if it's just Steph, man, then no. And Clay at 40%, because like you said, he's not going to be able to cut a plant. And he's not going to be able to play defense, you know? And you know he can play defense. He won't be able to do that either.
You know, I think they gonna miss the guy that broke his collarbone.
Oh, yeah, Looney. Dude, that's killing them.
Looney.
They have no inside
because,
presence.
Exactly. Because Westman can't even jump off the ground. He can't even get off the ground. He's just big. Cousins,
yeah.
he's just big.
Cousins can't
he
jump,
can't even
man.
Jump off the ground. Yeah, he can't
nope.
even just get off. He can't even get off the ground. So he's out there. He's able to move around, but he's not in basketball shape physically to do the things that you know that they need him to do. So I think he's going to be hit. I'm not even going to you know whatever he gives the Golden State is going to be just a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if Clay comes back, he's somewhat healthy for whatever. I don't know if he's going to do it. Though. I don't think so. But if he does and he's somewhat healthy, I think they'll be. Okay, I think they're okay. I think they can do it, and like you said, in 7. If KD come back next game, I think they'll do it in 6.
Me too.
But if they don't come, if Clay comes back and he's not all the way healthy, I think
Toronto
that they're gonna lose because they don't have enough offense. They don't ever have enough offense.
Exactly.
Toronto.
Exactly. And look at this, man.
Kyle Lowry playing.
Yeah, and look at this. I mean, like I was telling somebody. Team, they shot 52% from the field and 45% from three. They made 17 threes as a team last night. You're not winning most games, even with KD and Clay. The opposing team shoot 52% from the field and 45% from three, man. You lose most of those games. I mean, look, this man right here, and see, I can't help it. I got to plan it, man, because it's just funny. But this man right here. He had 30 points, man. 30 points. Danny Green, he had a flashback to his Spurs days in the finals. 18 points, 5 of 6 from 3. Pascal Siakam had 18. Kyle Lowry had 23. Mark Gasol, who destroyed Boogie. And that's what I'm saying. Boogie got making up to do. Mark Gasol had 17 points and like 10 rebounds. And then if you got Fred VanVleet coming off the game 11. You know what I'm saying? And then...
Yeah.
Serge Ibaka gave him 6 blocks, so they getting bench production, and they starting lineup put up double digits. It's hard to beat a team
have,
like that, man. And Steph with 47.
Enough.
I know.
They don't have enough. They don't. You see how many air balls Golden State shot in the beginning, first quarter, at the beginning
yes.
of the game?
Yeah.
Right, Draymond, they was letting him shoot. They was treating
yeah,
him like he
shoot.
Was your man from Minnesota? I mean Milwaukee. They just letting him shoot. No, go ahead, shoot the ball.
Freak. Yeah, freak.
Yeah, yeah. Nope. They was just letting him shoot. He was just shooting air balls, giving them what they wanted. You know, but I mean, it is one of those things where you know, hey, the injuries got. You. I mean, the injuries exposing them. You know, they don't have no bench. The bench is horrible. So it's like you know,
yeah.
they hit. You got six. You got KD gone. You got. Clay gone.
Clay. Looney. The biggest one.
Looney gone. DeMarcus Cousins ain't even healthy.
Yeah, he's not right.
Iguodala was hurt, so I don't even think he really,
yep.
I don't think he 100%, but he's still playing.
He's not 100% either.
It's one of those things, like, man, y'all, and then you look at their bench, You know, who gonna give you anything? You know, I mean, the one guard from out of Kansas, that's was it Duke or Kansas? What's the little dude named the messed up
Quinn Cook.
Who?
Quinn Cook.
Yeah, him. He out there, but he's kind of passive sometimes. You know, he shoots the ball when he's like dead flat open, but he can't go out there and give you 25, 30 points.
Yeah, with the magic steps
to help him out to get him over that hump.
No.
So it's one of those things
I feel bad for Steph, man, because every time he would – and I'm saying he because he literally had to do everything. Every time he would cut down to between 5 and 7, man, the Raptors – somebody from the Raptors would come right back and hit a three every time. Yep. Every time Steph put up a run, he answered it.
You can't feel sorry for him because the same stuff happened to them all these years. Remember Houston players got hurt?
Yeah.
Remember, you know what I'm saying? Every year, remember Cleveland got hurt with
Kyrie and Kevin Love.
Kyrie them. So it happened.
Yep.
So you really can't feel sorry. That's just the way the ball drops, you know? But
yeah,
you got to have that bench to step in and, you know, help out. And they don't have that bench because they done gave all the money to, like you said, Durant, Clay, Steph. So you got to have a light bench or you're going to be all over what you call the thing where they love salary cap? You'll be all over the salary cap. So
mm-hmm.
you gave them dudes all the money, so you can't go out there and get a quality bitch. You know? So
yeah,
that's what you can't feel sorry for them. Don't get me wrong. I'm cheering for them, but I don't feel sorry for them because the money is spent, you know, with those dudes right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Hey, look, did you watch that boxing match, man? Did you watch Anthony Joshua and Andy Ruiz Jr.? Boxing match for the heavyweight championship?
No, I just seen the highlights of my man Ruiz knocked him out.
Man. Hey, made Fat Man proud everywhere.
Yeah. But like I said, though, dude went in there sleeping thinking that, you know, he was a last-minute call-up. But then he should have known you got to take him serious because that's the same thing happened to your man in the what's the dude name? The UCF? No, the UFC?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's his name?
John.
The
not
dude
John,
from
John.
The little dude from over in
Conor McGregor.
Same thing happened to him.
Yeah.
He called dude up at the last minute, like a couple weeks before the fight. Dude beat him. You know what I'm saying? You can't take
mm-hmm.
these dudes. You can't take it lightly just because this dude he's not on the card. You know, if he's a heavyweight, if he's a professional, he's a threat. Period. You know, anybody can have a good night. So he went in there thinking that, you know, he's probably going to knock this fat dude out. And dude went out there, had a Burger King burger before the fight and beat his ass. So, hey, it is what it is. Hey, man.
He
should have been bothering
him.
Man. Yeah.
Hey, I was talking about that meme, man. Somebody put that meme out there, man. It had me crying. He hit Joshua, man. Then the ghost, the spirit of Joshua, leaves
his
body.
Spirit, his soul,
and then he goes,
his soul went.
Yeah,
back,
man.
Yeah, that.
Man. That just had me crying.
Yeah. You out here putting friends. Now he done lost. You done lost all the belts.
Three belts,
man.
You
done lost all the belts. Yeah, dude.
I think
dude can't even
die,
the belt.
Man. I know, right? He just got to put them on his shoulders.
Yeah, he can't even fit them, man. He just walking around with them, though. But I'm happy for him, though. Hey, man,
yeah, me too, man. Me too.
Because
I think Joshua Duncan Wilder, man. I do.
Nah. He ain't want to lose that fight, trust me. He ain't want to lose that fight, especially to that dude. You know what I'm saying? He just wasn't ready. He just wasn't ready. He took it lightly, took it for granted that he was just going to blow through this dude and went in there and got smacked around. Now you got to fight the dude again. Before you even can get to Wilder, but dude already said that he want to fight Wilder.
Oh, the Ruiz dude?
He want to fight Wilder. Yeah, Ruiz said he want to fight Wilder after the rematch. But no,
uh-oh.
He said, yeah, he want to fight Wilder. He will fight him now, but he obligated to fight dude in a rematch in like November. So he going to
mm-hmm.
fight dude again. But shit, dude want to fight Wilder. Now, I don't know if that's a good idea, but that's what he wants
to
do.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea either.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, be walking around with that lump on his forehead like Scottie Pippen was in the playoffs.
Pretty much, man, pretty much.
but that's all my take on it, man. That's all I got to say, man.
All right, man, I know who this is, man.
I know
who this is. Hey, look, man.
Do.
Thursdays and Saturdays, man, whenever you get the time, man. I know you be busy and stuff, but whenever you get the time, man, Thursdays and Saturdays between like at 7:30, I'll be doing this, man. You know I was doing it before, okay. And I kind of stopped, but
yeah.
I'm going to keep this one up, man, because it was fun. It'd be fun talking to y'all, man. Huh? No. It's free. No, it's no charge. It's free.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just double checking, man. You know.
Yeah, it's free, man. I had somebody. No. It's free. I had somebody call me from Minnesota last week, man. It's free.
I call again on Tuesdays and Thursdays, man. Yeah, I call in.
Thursdays and Saturdays, man.
Thursday and Saturday. Okay. Yeah. Thursday and Saturday. I call in, man. All right. Well.
All right, man. We're going to talk about some more basketball, man. You know, you the basketball man, so.
Oh, man. I got a story to tell you, man. Hey, call me when you get a minute, all right?
Okay, I will.
All right, later.
All right, man. Thanks. Thanks for calling, man. All right, guys. Look, now you see, I'm getting some chittering, chattering, man. Getting some feedback. Give me a call. 1-347-843-4939. If you want to talk about last night's game 3, you want to talk about the boxing match between Anthony Joshua and Andy Ruiz Jr. If you want to talk about the game tomorrow that's coming up with the Warriors and the Raptors, you think the Warriors are going to have enough to pull it out? You think Klay Thompson is going to be able to come back at least 70%? You think KD is going to somehow make his way back? I highly doubt it. But, yeah. Call in. Let's talk about that. What you think about the finals? You think the Raptors going to do it? You think this man... And like I said, I got to keep playing it, man, because it's just hilarious. And because the guy's so stone-faced, you never see him show any emotion, anything. But I guarantee you, the way Raptors looking right now and all these injuries and stuff that the Warriors have going on, he's doing this inside. That's what he's doing on the inside. You know, like I said, we all know he don't say nothing. He's stone-faced. He's a baller. You know, two-way player, one of the best probably the best two-way player in the league right now, both offensively and defensively. And like I said, he's getting this Toronto squad, man. Got them 2 games away from a championship. And it's looking like it's going to happen. As long as they keep playing team ball, they keep shooting at a high clip from three, they keep having their starters all in double figures, then they're going to close the Warriors out. It don't matter what Steph Curry do. He can't do it all by himself. He tried. He tried real hard, and I give him credit for that. But he didn't have any help last night. And like I said, you know, Boogie, he didn't show up. He's known for having this big body in the paint. He didn't do that. He wasn't in the paint. He wouldn't punish Mark Gasol. Something I know he could do, but he wasn't doing it. So, guys, if you want to talk about any of that, or if you want to talk about, you know, any type of sports, entertainment, you want to talk about, you know, you could bring it to the table. Call in 1-347-843-4939.
Lyrically minded criminal, legal money, cash maker though. If legends live forever, this stack won't die, bro. I come back like the crow. I'm simply delicious, itchy addictive. Otherworldly, painful, addictive. The Asalaamu Alaikum Slayer, the 100 mil maker payer. The NBA, the number one player. Rap them fiends on the pathetic. With this kitty rum, they get high like calisthenics, but don't sweat it. I represent hip hop, got no huffy talk. I deal with money on players and gun runners in the Bronx. Then I swirl back. The churros in my bin, me and my men, legally count in. Jiggy pull us over, assume your position. Let me see some ID, facial recognition. Or y'all better realize I go straight to the head. The well is mine, don't give a Scarface words for my daughter and my future wife. I got jewels, diamonds, and cash, but there's much more to life. Life.
back to questions and answers hosted by your man T. Wash. That was a little bit of Shaquille Shaq O'Neal, one of the best athlete rappers of all time. One of my favorite tracks off of his album called Can't Stop the Rain. I'll suggest if you never heard that before, go to YouTube, type it in, check it out. It's a pretty good rap album, you know, from an athlete. And it says Shaq's one of the best. But now I want to do a quick rundown of the Major League Baseball scores. You got the Houston Astros currently leading the Seattle Mariners 8-7. And damn, they're at the bottom of the 14th, so it looks like this might be an all-nighter right here. Then you got one of the hottest teams and surprise teams in the MLB right now, the Minnesota Twins. They went in 4-0 against Cleveland. The Evil Empire, New York Yankees, winning 6-0 over the Blue Jays. You got the Orioles tied with the Rangers in the bottom of the second at 1. My Atlanta Braves lost to the Pirates today, 6-1. That's not good, Braves. Come on. You got the Mets beating the Giants 7-3. You got the Tampa Bay Rays beating the Detroit Tigers 6-1. You got the Boston Red Sox beating the Kansas City Royals 7-5. And you got the Cardinals beating the Reds, Cincinnati Reds 3-1. And my brother would be happy about this. The Milwaukee Brewers beat the Florida Marlins 5-1. The Colorado Rockies beat the Cubs 3-1. So that's the Major League rundown. But now I want to talk about one of the last things I want to talk about, unless you guys want to call and talk about, you know, like I said, last night's NBA Finals game. You want to talk about tomorrow night's game. You want to talk about the boxing match between Anthony Joshua and Andy Ruiz Jr., the embarrassing knockout that Anthony Joshua suffered. He shouldn't have lost to that guy, but he did. But John Wick, Chapter 3, man, if you need an action-packed movie to go see, go watch John Wick, Chapter 3. I mean, the kills in this movie are ridiculous. The man killed another man with a damn book. A book! And it's funny because as an NBA player, they call him, his name Boban, big guy. I can't remember his last name to save my life, but his name Boban. He played for the Sixers. He was with the Clippers, but first he was with the Spurs, then he was with the Clippers, and now he's with the Sixers. But he's a tall guy, big guy, and he had a cameo in the John Wick Chapter 3 movie, and he's one of John Wick's first kills, man. They in the library. And the contract is up. Time has run out. They didn't open up the contract of John Wick, so everybody chasing him. Everybody trying to get this 14 mil. And he fights Boban in the library, man. And kills the man with a damn book. I've never seen nothing like that before. It was sick. And then, you know, like I said, they got a lot of, man, view into action. And, you know, the kills are kind of gory, man. So be ready to cringe a little bit. But action-packed, like I said, my type of movies, I would suggest you watch John Wick 1 and 2 if you haven't seen them. And it's funny because John Wick 2 was my favorite. But after seeing 3, I got to say 3 is the best, man. I mean, it's knife fights and all kinds of stuff. He had a dude, he threw 3 knives in one, in the dude's head. 3 knives in his head, man. I mean, those type of movies make me laugh. I mean, it's funny. It's funny to me. But like I said, it's a lot of action. So I was just checking that out. A movie that I'll probably try to see this weekend is that Ma movie with Octavia Spencer. She's playing in a role nobody ever expected her to play in. She's playing a psycho, crazy lady who parties with kids, and she warns it. She warns them not to go upstairs in the house, but they do. And next thing you know, she's, you know, killing kids and sewing their mouths up and all kinds of stuff. So it's like going to be real crazy. I heard it's pretty good, but you know, you have to see for yourself. Another movie I end up watching, this movie is called Brightburn. And I guess it's supposed to be like a evil version, evil, sinister version of Superman, because that's the same type of storyline and plot. A ship crash lands in the country, like the countryside, and this man and woman, you know, they open up the capsule and take a baby out. And, you know, the kid, he seems like he's a good kid until he's about 12 years old. And then he started recognizing that he has powers. And then once he recognized he has powers, it's like the ship, I don't know what it was doing, is conveying some kind of message to him. And he ended up getting the message, you know, basically telling him to, like, take over the world and things like that. And then that's when he, like, turned evil. His eyes would glow, were, like, real red. And, you know, he's killing people. And it was gory, man. It's rated R, actually. So it was kind of gory. You know, so, I mean, I don't think it's worthy of going to, you know, see, like, the regular show. Like, if you could see a matinee of it, I would do that. Or just wait for it to come out, you know, on Fire Stick. If you got jailbroken Fire Stick or something like that, wait for it to come out on that, and you can watch it that way. But those are two movies that I wanted to check out, you know, and they were all right. So now I'm just waiting to check out Godzilla. Guys, if you want to give me a call, talk about any of these topics, or maybe you got some kind of topics for me, 1-347-843-4939. Let your voice be heard. I kind of want to get back on tomorrow night's game in Oakland. I'm going to predict, Klay Thompson going to come back. I'm going to say, because hamstring, man, that's a tough injury, man, to come back from. So I think that he's going to come back at like maybe 45-50%. And it's going to suck because he's not going to be able to move laterally, and he's not going to be able to plant and cut the way he would want to, because he's going to be in pain, man. You know, like the last caller said, that's a tough injury. You know, you need time to heal a hamstring. And 4 days is not going to be enough. So I don't even know how he's going to perform, but I think he's going to try, you know, everything in his power to come back, because they need him. They are not going to win this series if they don't have either Klay or KD back. They just don't have enough weaponry. And, you know, it's really like right now, with all these guys from Toronto playing good and playing together as a unit, and they all balling as a unit. You know, they all making the right passes. They all making the right plays. They all playing solid defense. And like I said, with the exception of last night, Fred VanVleet played good defense on Steph Curry. He bodies him up. He gets in his face. He steals it from him. He turns him over. He's been doing a good job against Steph Curry, with the exception of last night. And like I said, Steph kind of had no choice but to do what he did last night. Because everybody in that gym knew that nobody else really was going to score. I mean, everybody probably was expecting Marcus Boogie Cousins to give him something, but he didn't. So everybody knew from that on, you know, from then on, that it was going to be Steph or nothing. And, you know, like I said, Steph 47, rest of the Warriors starters 36. Nobody really talking about the loss of Von Looney, how big that is. He was your best interior defender. He's athletic. He could make the 10-foot shot, 10, 12-foot shot. You know, he could catch alley-oops. You know, Draymond threw a lot of alley-oops to him. Steph threw a lot of alley-oops to him. He plays good defense. And like I said, a body, that's an inside presence. Kawhi Leonard and the guys, they just driving right to the bucket. Siakam going right to the bucket. And there's nothing that the Warriors could do about it. I mean, he's kind of a rim protector, but he's too slow. So they can go around him. So I think the Warriors, you know, it's things they're going to have to do. Things they got, you know, let me see. What could the Warriors do? It's like they so messed up right now, so decimated with injuries. It's like, what kind of game plan they going to have in place to try to combat the Raptors? I don't know. I mean, they bench players just going to have to, somebody has to step up. I mean, I want to sit here and say they can move the ball, you know, good ball movement, good crisp passes, no turnovers. But it all comes down to shot making. And, you know, I just don't know if they got the guys that can make the shots. I just don't know. So, I guess I'll end it like this. And I want to thank the callers that called. Like I said, this show, Questions and Answers, hosted by your man T-Wash, will be airing on Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 Central. That's 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 Central, Thursdays and Saturdays, Questions and Answers with your man T-Wash. Give me a call. We could talk NBA. We could talk NFL. We could talk MLB. We could talk movies. We could talk video games. We could talk television series, music, you know, whether it's hip-hop, R&B. Don't call me with no country. I'm not going to talk country, man. That's just not me. I can't do it. You can call and say something about it, but I'll be like, hey, I don't know, man. I'll tell you I don't know. You can educate me on country music if you want to talk about that. But like I said, I'll be throwing out topics here, you know, for discussion. But also, I give you the option to throw out, you know, topics that you may want to discuss. You know, you may call like, T-Wash, what you think about the NBA draft? Man, we could talk about it. T-Wash, what you think about the LA Rams, how they going to do next season, or the Colts, or so on and so on. We could talk about it. T-Wash, what you think about Game of Thrones, which I'm mad about. Game of Thrones really disappointed me this year. Season 8 was trash. You can tell they just, and I talked about Game of Thrones on my show, but I'm still pissed off about it because all the Game of Thrones heads out there like me, we basically wasted 11 years. You know, it took 2 years off to do this last season, and it was a damn waste. Story arcs didn't finish. You could tell they rushed it. You know, the most hyped up episode, Battle of Winterfell, you couldn't see. It didn't make no sense. Jon Snow don't fight the Night King. Arya killed the Night King. He died so damn easily. I mean, it's just a lot that I could be critical about. You know, especially with that episode. You know, it took 55 straight days to film that episode. That episode was supposed to be like the best cinematic and best action-packed episode ever. Wasn't. I mean, I'm gonna tell you the tight parts to me, man. Is, man, Melisandre came and lit up the Dothraki blades. That's visually beautiful. And you know, when she lit the fire so it could light up, you know, light up the moat around the castle or whatever. That was it. The CGI dragons, you know, that stuff was cool. But the damn episode was so dark, you couldn't even see. And then don't get me started on the last episode. Episode 6. They rushed it. HBO offered them at least 8 to 10 episodes to complete this series, man. And they wanted to rush in the 6 because, you know, from what my understanding, they working with Disney. They're going to be tasked with writing the next 3 episodes of Star Wars, I guess. Next 3 Star Wars movies. So I guess they're in a rush to get to that. So now we got to depend on the book. We got to wait on the book to see what the true ending is. And George R. Martin, we might not see those last 2 books for a couple years. So that's how we're going to get the true ending. But, yeah. If anybody want to talk about the disappointment, they liked season 8 of Game of Thrones, you give me a call, man. We could talk about that. Or we could talk about it next episode. But the point is, I give, you know, you guys have the option. It doesn't just have to be the topics I throw out here for discussion. You could discuss, you know, bring up topics too, and we could discuss them. Uh-oh, I think I have a call. I got 10 minutes left. Who is this? Questions and answers, baby. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Dave.
Oh, man. Oh, welcome back, man. How you doing?
Doing well. I haven't talked to you for a while. I actually don't have a lot to talk about, really, but I really just wanted to call and say I'm really glad to see the show's back, and I'm glad you're doing it, man. I mean, I saw some highlights from the fight, but I didn't actually watch it while it was on. I just, when I heard Ruiz won, I was like, say what?
Yeah.
I tuned into SportsCenter to catch that, but I didn't catch the last game with the Warriors. Although hearing you talking about it, it's probably just for the best that I didn't. it sounds pretty rough. But nah, man, I like this. It's pretty diverse. You're talking about, you know, movies and shows and sports. And, man, I want to see that new John Wick. I saw the first and second one.
Oh,
and,
man, you need to watch it. So you saw the first one. Did you part two?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
man,
yeah, hey.
Beautiful dude, and then now, like, everyone's going to be after him in this one. But
man, go see it, Dave. Go see it.
All right,
man. You talk about some brutal kills. Look, man, he killed Boban, the basketball player, with a damn book, man. A book. You need to see it, man. That movie had me crying, laughing, man. I mean, it's ridiculous the stuff he was doing. These are brutal kills. You're gonna cringe, man. And at the same time, if you like me, you're gonna cringe and laugh at the same time, man. I mean, good movie. Holly Berry's no joke. I mean, check it out.
I will. I've been looking forward to that. And you know what? One other thing too. I wouldn't mind seeing Godzilla. You said you were gonna check that one out, but
yeah,
I'll try. I know I'm gonna see one of them this weekend, so I'll call in. If I don't see him by Saturday, I'll try calling in next Thursday.
Yeah, you're
but,
gonna see it before me, so you're probably gonna see Godzilla before me, so you can call in and tell me about it because I'm gonna watch it with my daughter's boyfriend. He's out of town right now, so we're gonna go see it together. But I think he's gonna be like next week sometime, so you'll probably see Godzilla before me. So hey, you can call in and tell us about it.
All right, sounds good, man. Sounds good. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to call real quick and. Yeah, man, it's great that you're back on. I'm glad you're doing it.
All right, man. Hey, Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Yeah, call me, man. I welcome it. You know, like I said, I'm well versed, man. I want to talk sports. I want to talk entertainment. You know, we could talk movies. We could talk music. It doesn't even matter. You know, it's not the topics I throw out here. If you want to call and talk about something like, hey, T-Wash, what you think about Godzilla? You know what I mean? We can talk about it.
Sounds good,
even
man.
Though you're
going to
see Godzilla before me.
All right. Sounds good. I will call back.
All right. Well, thanks, Dave. Hey, man, like I said, Thursdays and Saturdays, man. So whenever you're free, man, give me a call.
Sounds good, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Have a good one, buddy.
You too.
All right. Well, I guess I'll end it on that. Once again, I want to thank my callers that called. I appreciate it. And I'll announce it again. Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Questions and answers. Host your man T Wash. Be looking forward to hearing from you guys Saturday. We're gonna have game four to talk about. We're gonna be talking about tomorrow's game. Now, am I gonna be talking about the Warriors being down 3-1 and getting closed out probably Sunday? Or am I gonna be talking about a new series? Warriors 2-2. With 70% Klay Thompson in the lineup, or 40% Klay Thompson in the lineup, 50% Klay Thompson. I'm curious to see how he's going to be able to perform with this hamstring, because that's going to be difficult. Like I said, he cutting and planting, that's going to be hard to do. And he's not going to be able to play defense, and I got to do it one more time before I hit the road. He's not going to be able to play defense on this guy right here with a messed up hamstring. It's just not going to happen. Not with this guy. It's just not going to happen, man. And like I said, he's on face. He's don't show any emotion. He just balls. But right now, I know he's laughing inside. We're not going to see him laugh. You know, that was a rare. That was a rarity to see him laugh like that. We ain't never going to see it again. So it's good that he gave us this soundbite. And I'm going to use this soundbite because that laugh is going to continue to be hilarious. And I got a suggestion for you guys. The funniest thing I ever seen. Go on YouTube. They done made, somebody made a Kawhi Leonard laugh with the NBA theme song. The NBA on NBC theme song. They did that with Kawhi Leonard's laugh, man. I don't know how the hell they did it, but it's ridiculous. It's funny. Go on YouTube, type that up. Trust me, it's worth it. You're going to laugh. Somehow, they used Kawhi Leonard's laugh and meshed it up with the NBA on NBC theme song. The most hilarious thing. I was over here crying laughing when I saw that. I couldn't believe it. So, like I said, hey, guys, give me a call. Thursdays and Saturdays. And I'm looking forward to talking to you guys. I'm going to send you guys out with another one of my favorite players, young guy. Played for the Portland Trail Blazers, one of the best point guards in the league. If he was in the East, he would be the best point guard in the East, probably right there with Kyrie Irving. And in my opinion, he's the best athlete rapper in the game right now. And that's my boy, Damian Lillard. Damian Dame Dollar Leonard, who's going to send us out. This your man, T. Wash. And I'll talk to you guys Saturday. Here's Dame Dollar.
Often I ask myself why the Lord picked me. I mean, my city and family so rich in history. Greatness in my DNA, it's time for y'all epiphany. Back me to the crowd though, I gotta lead the symphony. A big difference when you make it and when you arrive. These days the finest things sent me through the size. Open doors up for my fam like some suicides. Cause we will never ride a wave, not immunized. Just a lot of cats with money, we ain't unified. And many say doing the same thing Judas tried. Losing sight, chasing coins, what a foolish stride. I try to show my true colors and I do with pride. Feel my success be putting holes on some relationships. A lot of people I love and be having patience with. Always problems about who I be going places with. And I be worried about who I should feel the safest with. A little confused, I can sense my kindness get abused. Nurture situations different, gotta pick and choose. I call my granny, she tell me I could get rid of fools. Then tell me why I'm so special while cooking dinner food. I find solace in being alone in family functions. When you get older, you see the flaws in your family function. I guess the memories of how it was give me something. Like how my upbringing made me a man of plenty substance. Fast forward to today and I'm one of the few that can capture an audience and know what to do. Not many genuine souls out here living the truth. I do my thing and hoop and live what I spit in the booth. Easy to look at things and say I'm unappreciated. Cause I'm the guy that gets the short end like abbreviations. But I'm embracing my position for the guys before that didn't. I'ma be atop the game by consensus. Never came across a pro that moved like me. Not even slightly, it get pricey when they slight me. Character is high key and surrounded by the shiesty. Strength around my psyche and changing is less than likely. A lot of favor on my name, man, it must have cost it. Way more than them dollars I gave for tithes and offers. I guess the lesson was paying forward, I did it often. Moving silence, no talking, but did a lot of walking. So many teachers on my journey, feel this was my calling. To be examples for present stars and children falling. Keep it low, the world ain't gotta know you really ballin'. They at your door and you home alone like Macaulay Culkin. I ain't gon' lie and say the transition been a breeze. But all I needed was faith the size of a mustard seed. And it be hard trying to answer to everybody needs. I can't complain, man, it's people without a plot to see.
Thanks.